Our guest in our AM conversation this morning is Christina Rollins, Affiliate Vice President for the Memorial Health Systems Affiliate here at Panzavan Area Hospital. And Christina, I guess, first of all, congratulations to the announcement for the Joint Commission Gold Seal of Approval. What's this mean?
Yep, so the Joint Commission Gold Seal of Approval is essentially a symbol to the community as well as the hospital, our patients, our employees, that we are meeting and even exceeding in some areas the quality and safety standards that have been set forth to ensure a great patient experience for our patients. So it's really a symbol of the great work that we're doing on a daily basis here at Pazavant.
Is this something that Pazavant agrees to do, or is this part of a requirement?
So it is voluntary. So under the federal and state guidelines, we are required to have surveyors come in periodically and verify that we're meeting all codes and standards that apply under law. We elect to use the Joint Commission for that process because we think that they hold us to a higher standard and they help us get to our goal of being a safe, high reliable organization for patient care.
You talked about what this means to the patients and the clients from this area, but what's this mean industry-wide? What does this tell an organization that's dealing with Pazavant?
So the Joint Commission really is the gold standard within the healthcare industry. So it is sort of the common practice among hospitals to follow the Joint Commission regulations, and it really does show that we are fully committed to providing high-quality, safe care.
This is being announced now, but the actual site visit, that occurred several months ago.
It did, and actually the preparations for that Joint Commission visit started about a year ago. So we engage our team of employees and leaders here at Pazavant. We did a tremendous amount of preparation to get ready for the survey. And then on April 29th, we welcomed three surveyors from the Joint Commission on site to conduct a three-day survey. We do a lot of review and analyzing our operations. And then, of course, there's a time delay of getting the report and receiving that feedback from the Joint Commission.
And when we talk about Pazavan Area Hospital, this involves the building, but some of the outlying buildings as well?
It does. So they actually inspect all of our outlying areas as well as the hospital proper. So they went as far as our Beardstown Physical Therapy Clinic. They also visited our Radiation Oncology Center that's located just next to the hospital. And they visited our rehab clinic that's on Lincoln Square.
So what, I'm not going to ask you to specifically go down each thing they check, but in general sense, what things does the commission look at?
So they break it into two buckets. So they look at the health side or the clinical care. So this is the medical support being provided for patients. And then they also look at the environmental or life safety. So that is the facility side. And in each of those buckets, they look at hundreds of different areas for requirement, such as your policies, that they're up to date and they've been approved by the appropriate people. They look at your clinical processes. They look at your HR records to make sure that you verify that your employees working are appropriate for that position. And then they actually look at patient records to make sure that we are following all of the standards and applying that to our patient care.
How often do they do this?
They do it every 3 years.
Okay. And did we meet the same kind of standards 3 years ago?
We did. Yep.
This, I think, probably allows the hospital, too, to sort of check upon themselves, if you will, and sort of get a feel for where are we in this process.
We do, and what we've really strived for here at Pazavant and across all of our affiliate locations within the health system is to have really a culture of constant readiness, which means that we don't scramble, you know, the days or weeks before a survey is expected to come through the doors. We make sure that we maintain that high level of care every single day, 365, because it's really not about the surveyors. It's about providing that care to our patients.
So you knew well in advance, obviously. You said you started preparing about a year in advance. You knew when they were coming.
So we knew the deadline. So the deadline for the visit was June 28th of 2019. But they can come, really, they can show up at your door at any given time in your three-year window. We expect them to come within 4 to 6 months prior to deadline. But they could have come as early as January, or they could have walked in the door, you know, just the past couple of weeks ago.
And maybe the biggest challenge outside of trying to reach that gold seal of approval might be continuing to operate the hospital while this is going on.
Absolutely. It requires a tremendous amount of manpower from our leadership team and our frontline staff to demonstrate the excellence in care that we're providing to those surveyors. And the patients don't stop coming through the door. And we also strive to make sure that we're providing the exact same care to the patients during the Joint Commission survey as we do every other day.
Outside of getting this gold seal of approval, how do you use this now?
So we use it to continually improve. So as we went through the survey and as we do our internal auditing, which is really done on a weekly or even daily basis, we identify opportunities to improve. So our goal is not just to meet the standard, but it's to exceed the standard and do the best possible care we can. So every time we go through this survey, we identify things that the Joint Commission says are perfectly fine, but we think we can do a little bit better. So then we do projects and put in new processes and resources to achieve those new higher-level goals.
And I know you're a part of the team, but this is exactly that, part of a team. There had to have been a whole bunch of people at PASVA among the leadership team involved in this.
Yes. We require, and really to achieve this level of accreditation, it requires 100% input from each and every employee, as well as our physicians, our nurse practitioners, our volunteers. I mean, it really is a team sport to get through the survey itself, but then to maintain that high-quality care each and every day.
Ms. Rollins, congratulations on the designation, and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.